station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night. Now listen, y'all, I don't know if you ever had this crazy experience, but have you ever had a mouse or a rat in your house? Well, holy shit, there was one here. I'm in Florida. Climbed up through the toilet like the old wives' tale, and that motherfucker wouldn't leave worth anything. It's been like 5 days. He's been chilling, crawled out the toilet, stared at us like, how you doing? Then was hanging out in the shower like, hey, how you doing? I was waiting for the thing to smoke up a blunt and be like, yo, what's good? But anyway, after 4 traps and 5 days later, the thing is gone. So I got to say thank you to Tomcat Products because we really appreciate you helping us getting rid of that rat. And thank you, Bob the Exterminator. Anyway, moving on. Tonight we've got a great night. We've got Maria Papa Petro, psychic to the stars. Well, she's back here. Y'all missed her. Y'all been tweeting me, emailing me, and I thank you for that. So you could tweet me, twitter.com/MaxTucci, because we're going to have Maria Papa Petros here. She's got some fun things going on, you know, with Vanessa Williams. Let's just drop a name or two. And then we've got Felonious Monk coming on tonight, because we've got to talk about these Wall Street riots. We've got to talk about, you know, Sarah Palin, Bachman, oh, Chris Christie. You know, it's just another typical night here on Max and Friends. We say what we want on LA Talk Radio, so thank you for being here. We're going to play a song now, Two of Hearts by my girl, Stacey Q. And when we're back, Maria Papa Petros is live taking your calls. The lines are open, so dial in 323-203-0815. That's the number here to the studio. And when we're back, Maria Papa Petros, Stacey Q, Two of Hearts on Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and I'm dancing around in my underwear because that's the kind of job that I got. Because
what?
We just had Stacy Q, Two of Hearts on, and now we've got Maria Papapetros. You remember Psychic to the Stars? She's on Max and Friends list. You all love her. So we had to have her back because you've been asking. So I encourage you to keep asking because when you ask, I'll deliver. Maria Papapetros, welcome back to Max and Friends. I'm glad you're here, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Max, for giving me the opportunity to spend some time with you, even if it's on the air, because I have not been seeing your face much due to my traveling in Europe and due to all these other things that you've been doing that I hear and all your businesses and so forth. So I'm glad we made it.
Well, I want to get the first things first out of the way, my friend. Maria Papapetros has an evening of psychic dynamics. Meditation can put you in the driver's seat for the ride of your life. It's a wonderful workshop, and you're going to call the number 212-935-4441 or email maria@papapetros.com because there's one in New York City, which is the 19th of October, 6:30 to 8:30. It's a $35 workshop fee, which is nothing. Why wouldn't you pay $35 to experience the ride of your life? You spend more on crap every day, right, Maria?
Right.
I tell you.
It's my giving back to the people. I really want to see everybody get on the driver's seat. There's a lot of opportunity right now. As I say, with crisis, there's opportunity. And also, it's October. And as you know, Max, we talked about that before, October is the forecast of the entire year. Whatever we put into motion in October, that's what happens next year.
It does happen next year, but what happens next week is that you're going to be at the home of Vanessa Williams in California. Is
yes.
that correct? On the 15th of October. So everyone, if you want to RSVP, those seats are limited. It's a private environment. It's a really special VIP treatment that you're going to be receiving from this workshop. The number again is 212-935-4441, or you could email me, max@maxsucci.com, and we'll make sure Maria gets all the information. But the 15th at Vanessa Williams, y'all loved her. You remember on Desperate Housewives? Well, she's hosting a private workshop evening with Maria Papapetros. And Maria says there is an endless source of supply and abundance of all there is in the universe. And that source is available to you at all times. Maria, what's available to us right now in this?
To some,
it's crisis. To some, it's actually like pretty calm. What's going on? What do you predict?
Well, what I was telling you earlier, Max, is that with crisis, there's opportunity. There's a lot out there. You feel it. There's
absolutely
a lot. People need to get out of the comfort zone. If it means they're going to have to move to Florida for a while or to Europe or to LA or back home or get out of their home, they should do it. This is the time. The idea is not to be an observer, is to be a participant of life. And right now the cosmos is set that way that there is opportunity.
There is
amazing
opportunity.
In all fields.
No, I feel the opportunity. You know, there's also an opportunity for you callers right now to call in to speak to Maria if you have your one specific question. We're going to try to take your calls. The number here is 323-203-0815. That's the number to the studio. That's 323-203-0815. Be very specific with your question, or unfortunately, we're going to have to hang up on you because we don't have time tonight because we want to hear what Maria's up to. She's got a book, she's got workshops, and she's got some answers for your life. So, Maria, let's talk about your book. Tell us about your book. And
well, there's the book really is what the workshop is about, what it shows you how to develop your own psychic talents into a useful skill and use it for everyday living so you can get more mileage out of life. Now, you were at my workshops and you loved them. It worked for you, so you can talk about it a bit better. And I mean, you saw people that there were there over and over repeatedly, such as Vanessa herself and Dr. Greer with latest book, What About Me? And so although it comes in a story form, it's not just a lecture, it will really get you to question yourself a lot and put what you have into motion.
Also,
it has, it does deal with prosperity, with finance, with peace of mind and so forth. It's really amazing and a lot of fun. The other thing that does, it does help you learn how to communicate with loved ones, on a different dimension.
Yeah. There's a lot of people searching for that, Maria. You know, I get a lot of emails and Twitters, maxtucci.com. All y'all can go there. But we've got so many people asking questions about where they should be in their life. And I said, you know what? Go to Maria's workshop. I've been there. It's a fantastic environment, very wonderful people. And what you get is you get the sense that, you know what? Break that word psychic that so many people have put such a damper on and really follow the intuition. That's the real word. You know, America, we get caught up in words, and I think we get scared of the word psychic, but we appreciate and we embrace the word.
And that's why I keep
intuition.
Using it, Max. I keep using it. People say, well, you can call yourself intuitive consultant. You say, you know what? I'm psychic. I'm the president of Psychic Dynamics, and we all have this kind of empowerment within us. And this energy within us that can really empower us. And we look outside of us for answers. How about we start going in?
Yeah, Maria, why don't you give us some tips right now to listeners who are listening where we can actually tune into our intuitive perspective?
Well, the best thing, thank you for asking that, Max, the best thing is to write, to keep a journal. And when you see your daydreaming, just put everything in a right stream of consciousness. Anything. Wake up in the morning. The first thing you do, you write on a piece of paper, this is the best day I will ever have. Now, tomorrow you write the same. Tomorrow it's another day. I do usually, this is the best date I will ever have, the best day I will ever have, the best dinner I'm going to ever have. I give myself that suggestion, and it works. And that's why you will learn in the workshops how to program our own subconscious mind, how to see what it is that we create through the words we use. So after, if you keep a journal, and after a while you go back to it, you go say, oh my God, I asked for this and it happened. And then because psychic energy, it's not just being predictive, Max. It's also what we use to create our reality with. And we can create our own reality and make it a masterpiece. And then we're also going to see how psychically in tuned we are, because we're talking about something, and by God, it happened. And then the question is, did I put it into motion, or did I foresee it? You know, there is no answer. It's either the chicken or the egg, but nevertheless, it does work. And you're going to find out what it is that you want. Now, if you are on the market for a relationship, best thing to do is like write on a piece of paper questions like, who is that going to be? Now, it is told in many places in the world that girls especially, I mean guys too, they would put a piece of paper under their pillow on Tuesdays. Why on Tuesday, Max? I don't know. I don't make the rules. You know what? Some people have tried it and it works. They just put something under the pillow and they're asking the question, who is it going to be? When?
Here's a fun statistic. Here's a fun fact. This Tuesday, everyone, is a full moon. So there's a lot of energy in full moon. So if you believe in that Tuesday and you believe in things happening in your life, write them down. If you're going to put them under your pillow, do it this Tuesday because we have a full moon.
Oh, really? And also if you want to ask when your divine mate will arrive or how you can get your relationships going, they say you should be writing those on Tuesday. Again, Max, I don't make the rules. I read that somewhere. I read that many times. Very different places they practice that, and it works. We need to be writing on our journals constantly. That's where it's at. That's what's going to make the difference.
It will make all the difference. You know,
we put things into motion. And that it's scientific prayer. We do not pray enough. We do not meditate enough, and we expect results. You know what? We're not going to get them unless we do the work. We need to get out of our comfort zone and do the work, try new things. There is so much we can do instead of sitting there and complaining and complaining and complaining. Let's do the work.
Let's do the work. Speaking of work, you were in the October issue of Hollywood Weekly magazine because you have got so much going on, Maria. How do you find time between your work to actually be still and meditate?
Oh, you're so sweet. You just love me. That's all there is to it. I love that article. Pamela Spears is really amazing, and she's going to be also on the workshop at Vanessa's house, and we're going to have a follow-up. And but what it is that I suggest to our friends, Max, is that they get out there and they do the work. Okay, I'm a psychic, right? And people are asking what's going to happen in my future. What I do, usually I give them their choices. And I say, listen, if you do it this way, that's what's going to happen. If you wear red and blue in November, you know, as an example, this is going to be. We have choices. I'm not a fatalist. I believe in God wholeheartedly. And the God that I believe in is a God that gives us free will and choice. Yes, God and the universe do have the last word, but the idea is to help things along, that we must understand that God has an agenda and says, Max will be doing this sort of radio and television, but also he gives Max always a few choices, and Max has to choose. We just, because we do not like to assume responsibility of what it is that we create in our lives, we prefer to believe, oh my God, God was willing or God was not willing. God is always willing. We are the problem. Does that make sense to you?
Absolute sense.
Maybe he can say better these things than I can, I swear to God.
Well, you know what I always say, Maria? The thing is, we plan and God laughs.
Okay. But right? We should be planning.
Right. But the thing is, I also believe that there's a big plan for everyone. Now, speaking of big plans, you know, I'm on my almost eighth season, my fourth year here on LA Talk Radio, Maria. Can you believe this?
Yes, my God. Thank God
you
are.
You've been a part of it, and people love when you're here on the air. You know, the thing is that people, though, Maria, why do you think it is? I've gotten so many things on Facebook that I had you coming on tonight, and people say they're going to call in. They call in, we have the callers, and then they hang up when we answer. Why do you think
people
are
scared? Because I want to hear what we have to say.
Yeah. You think that's what it is?
Yeah. Because they want to hear what they have to say. Because, okay, people can do predictions. We can do predictions. So what?
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing that I've noticed, when there's holidays, which is and it's about time we wish our many friends Hag Sameach Shana Tova, and when holidays happen, people refrain from this sort of thing. You know what I mean? They tune in to their own rituals, such as, you know, it's the Jewish New Year. And so things are a bit quiet because it's time for contemplation. And actually, because this time is very powerful, we should all put some things into motion tonight and pray and, again, write things that we want. I get that from my friends a lot from Europe when they listen to us, although we're so in such a different time zone. And they say, Maria, please, do not do so many predictions on the air. We want to hear what it is that you have to say. But they want to listen to you, Max.
Well, thank you. Hello, all my international listeners out there. Thank you for tuning in to Max and Friends. Hey, Ronan, what is everyone listening to tonight? This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. We've got Maria Papapetros. Y'all love her because you've asked for her to be back here tonight, and she's here. Maria's been traveling, writing books, getting ready to do workshops. She's between New York and L.A., and we're glad that she's taking the time out tonight on Sunday night to be here on Max and Friends. If you want to know more about Maria, you can go right onto the Max and Friends page here on L.A. Talk Radio, because there we have Maria's picture and we have her bio, and Marie and I clicked a long time ago, longer than we were on LA Talk Radio.
And,
so we've got this wonderful connection.
Max, something that people want to know about you. Luckily, the European friends are asking about you. I said, well, listen, I mean, ask him, write him on Facebook. Remember, also, our friends can find me on Facebook at DeMaria Papapetros and the same name on Twitter. However, how about you get some of your news now, Max?
Tell me again.
I don't want to give you a reading on the air because you may get embarrassed a bit or strange.
Listen, this is what I say. You know what I say, Maria? If you want to live a life of an open book, you have to be secure within yourself to do it. So if I'm going to be the open book tonight for people to understand what you're all about, then let my life be it. So what do you want to say? Wait, you know what? Before that, let's take a caller. Caller, you're going to be live on Max and Friends in just a moment. We're glad you're calling. If you want to call, the number is 323-203-0815. That's the number here. And do we have our caller on the line?
We do.
Hi, caller. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is Elaine. I'm calling from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Thank you for calling, Elaine. What's your very specific question for Maria?
My very specific question for Maria. Am I barking up the right tree? Is this going to be the man for me?
What is she asking?
She's asking if
a man walked into my life and I feel like my whole life changed.
Is the man around your age or younger?
He's around my age.
Okay. Do you know if he's single or not?
He's single.
Okay, good.
To you too.
Thank you so much, Anatova. The thing that is going on with this man, he's a bit slow in making decisions. A brilliant man, but slow in making decisions. So I would advise you not to go fast because this could be very good. I feel that there is a bit of distance between you, and I don't know if the distance is physical. Means, you know, you're different. You live in different areas, and
yes.
Or it is a bit emotional. So, what it is that I would do if I were you is go slow because he's a very sincere person. Do you know if he's an earth sign?
He's February 28th.
Okay, perfect. That's Pisces, but he could have some Capricorn or Taurus in his chart, who makes him a bit slow. He's got beautiful eyes, beautiful, beautiful eyes. And the thing is, he's very intuitive. And he's not the usual kind of person that you go for.
Right.
And that's what's important, that you finally broke the pattern. Now,
I did.
Yeah, you broke the pattern of the past. You're not attracting the same people and the same that they were not working for you. So now, what's your specific question of me about the situation?
My specific question is, my gut feeling is that this is absolutely the man for me.
No, that's not a question. You're trying to influence me. What is your question?
You.
Another question.
That's
not a question. You tell me your gut feeling.
Thank you for correcting me.
Because
I,
when
no,
you go to psychic,
I appreciate that.
Sure,
I
you
do,
go
I
to
appreciate
psychic, don't tell
that.
Them that. Just say what it is that you want to know without telling them what your gut feeling is, because then they want to please you. I'm too long
Thank
in the business
you.
To do that. I've been working 40 years.
Yeah.
Again, I would tell you, go slow, okay? Go very slow.
Go very slow, have patience, and is this the one that I'm waiting for? Is this my soulmate?
It could very well be. But because I think you had opportunities before, but you missed them because you were in a hurry. That's what I'm saying to you. This thing is coming around
that
again.
Yes, so right on the... So right on. Thank you.
That's why God has sent you the same situation again to see if you pass the test. So thank God and wait. Don't be the one who's texting. Keep texting out of your experience because that will not work for you.
So basically,
just let him do the calling.
Let him do the
he's
the
got a very sensitive stomach, this man. I don't know if he drinks or not, but there's something sensitive with his stomach. Are you aware of this?
A
he
little.
Can get moody a little bit. but very nice.
Listen, we've got to take another call, but caller, thank you for calling. But if you want to talk to Maria, look at Maria's webpage, and thank you so much for calling. She says, thank God, and take it slow. Ronan, let's take another call real quick.
Okay.
Hi, do we have the caller on air right now? You're on Max and Friends. Thank you for calling.
Hi.
Hi, who's this, and where are you calling from?
Christy, I'm calling from Tennessee.
Wonderful. Do you have a specific question for Maria, Christy?
No, I just thought it would be fun to call in.
Well, thank you.
That's sweet. Okay, she doesn't.
Maria, do you pick up anything from Christy?
No, I will not do that.
No.
Unless someone has a question, I will not, because then we'll never hear the end of it. We'll be here for two weeks.
No. Okay, all right. How about this? Tell me love life.
The what?
What about your
love
life?
That's your specific question. Means the specific question is like a key that opens your energy. What about your love life? Am I going to get married? Am I going to get divorced? Am I going to meet somebody? What about your love life?
Have I met the guy?
The what?
Has she met the
guy? Have I met the guy for me?
Has she met the guy? No. She has met many guys because I feel more than one person around, and it's going to be interesting. It's a very good year for her because there's going to be a lot of guys around, a lot, and all at the same time. It's very interesting. The
all
same
right.
time.
Wow,
and B as in Bruce, B as in boy, B as in Bob, I don't know, first or middle or last name, I don't know if she's had someone already by that name, and the door if she's going to be meeting someone new. But there's a B definitely, and M as in Mark Michael. And has she had anyone already in the past with M or a B?
Yeah, might have an M.
A what? I cannot hear, Max. Max?
Okay, and now?
I cannot hear, Max, what the lady's saying.
I can't either.
I already had a B.
Yeah.
Okay. He may show up again, but doesn't... the reason for the guys from the past showing up is because you are going to be making a commitment to someone kind of very soon, and it's like you're taking a look into your past and say, well, that's what I was at the time, and see what it is that you don't want to be repeating. But it's a good year for you for relationships. Very good.
Great. Well, thank you so much, caller, for calling in to Max and Friends tonight on LA Talk Radio. Hey, Ronan, hit it one more time. What are people listening to? This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We've got Maria Papapetros here. It's 8:30 in L.A., 11:30 in New York. Hey, listen, if you want to go to New York and you're in L.A., and if you want to go to L.A. and you're in New York or wherever you are, go to Delta.com because flights are on sale right now. I've got to say hi to Sophie and Keith. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. Hey, Maria, listen, speaking of time, you know, we're coming to our crunch here with you right now, but on a specific question.
Okay.
Do you see the success of LA Talk Radio becoming even more successful?
Yes, more. I see more shows, more people, and the status of the station is going to change. You guys may change the status, whatever that means. It's up-leveled, upgraded, if you can use those words, if I can use those words.
Upgrade is a very good word, especially at Delta.com. But hey,
oh, really? Okay. I'll tell you, though, you do have a lot of new offers coming up. So this LA Talk Radio better take care of you.
I take care of those who take care of me and vice versa.
Okay.
But listen,
a lot of good stuff, as a matter of fact, to where other people are not doing it, are not getting the same breaks. This is a good year for breaks for you. And something music, you're going to do more music. There's something fun about music. Actually, you're going to have something that is phenomenal about music. I don't know what that is.
All right, you know what? Let's take one more caller. So, Ronan, put that caller through on Max and Friends tonight on LA Talk Radio with Psychic to the Stars, Maria Papapetros. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
This is Jeannie calling from New York.
What is your name, please?
Jeannie.
Jeannie.
Hi, Max.
Hi. Do you have a specific question for Maria?
I guess I could make it specific. It's really kind of a twofer, though. I'm trying to decide if I should try to move out where I am and where I should be working. I've been unemployed for 3 years.
Well, but I cannot tell you what to do. When you say should, I'm not going to make decisions for you. Can you rephrase your question, Jeannie?
Okay.
I don't like to be telling you what to do. If you're asking me if I see you moving or not, that's a different story.
Okay. Do you see me moving?
Yes. Within a three or four months, somewhere 3 or 4. And I see, what was asking the question about work?
I've been out of work for 3 years.
Yes, you will work, and I feel there's like two jobs, but I mean in the same place, which is very good. You're going to be doing, your duties will include more than just one thing, and it will be good. I get a company, a place with a T.
Tea
is in Tom, tea. Yeah, the tea comes in very strongly. And it is on something that you know how to do. It's not going to be foreign to you. What are you going to be doing? Are you looking to do the same thing or something new?
Well, you know what? We're going to have to get going, Maria, because... Caller, thank you for calling. Jeannie, listen, Maria's going to be in New York. So if you have interest in going
to
Maria's
New York. I am in New York.
Yeah, so there you go. So everyone, call Maria. She's going to be having a wonderful, wonderful workshop in New York City the 15th. Is that correct, Maria?
The 19th.
The 15th in L.A., 19th in New York, 6:30 to 8:30. Call 212-935-4441. Maria, I'm going to call you after the show so we can continue what you got to tell me about breaks. I love you so much for being here tonight, Maria, and my callers love you.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Maria. Hey, everyone.
Okay.
We've got Felonious Monk coming back on Max and Friends right up next. But hide your kids, hide your wives, and hide your husbands, because we've got an X-rated clip coming on right now. And then we've got some political talk with Felonious Monk. Ronan, hit it. Felonious Monk, when we're back on Max and Friends.
Your man Felonious Monk, man, I ain't been here in a while, man, but it's too hot for me to get into it. I'm not gonna do a lot of explanations today. It's gonna be a straight stop it be. This is to the government, the United States government. Yo, $14.6 trillion, B. All my credit cards would have been cut off a long time before that. All I'm asking y'all to do is balance a fucking budget, B. That's all y'all gotta do. Son, we voted for y'all because we were worried about gay rights, marijuana getting legalized, all of these other things that we were concerned about. How can we get roads, more money for schools? You bastards can't even balance a checkbook? A checkbook, B? This is something every American has to go through every week. We gotta figure out what we're gonna pay, what we gotta put off a little bit. You bastards got the $14.6 trillion before you realize, oh shit, we've reached the debt ceiling. How do you even approach the ceiling without knowing you're close to the ceiling? Listen, you're the best and the brightest. Harvard, Yale, Brown, Cornell, this is what we put out. Should have went to Norfolk State. Bastards, you would have got the same education. You would have spent a whole lot less money. Simple fucks. All I'm saying to you is, and this isn't personal. This isn't Democratic or Republican. This is everybody. Stop being a dickhead and balance the fucking budget. My second question, though, my second issue is, how the fuck do you owe China, B? How do you owe China? How can I tell my daughter with a straight face is capitalism is a better system than communism if we're borrowing all of our fucking money from the biggest communist country on the fucking planet? You ass, get your... Don't even stop it, B. Stop your life, B. Get your whole shit together. Get all of your shit together. Don't do another press conference. Fuck CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. Don't do any more television appearances until you got my fucking budget balanced. And I'm going to tell you this. Everybody who has a loan to the federal government, fuck paying it. Don't pay your budget. Don't pay your bills because they ain't paying theirs. The fuck I got to pay my bills for if you don't pay your bills? I'm not doing what you don't do. You're the leader. I'm following. You don't pay, I don't pay. How about that, simple motherfuckers? What is your credit score? What's the government's credit score right now? It's got to be a 350. But you motherfuckers going to tell me I can't buy a car if my credit score is at a certain number? Your whole life is a 350, B. Your FICO score, your Experian, fucking TransUnion, all your shit's low, B. Get your shit together. President Obama, personal. personal to you. All the black people was proud. We got a black president. You acting like one right now, B. Pay your fucking bills on time. Stop. I ain't even got, it's too fucking hot for me to talk. I'm sweating and shit. Shit got me sweating. You know why? Because y'all ain't paid a fucking light bill on Earth. That's why it's 37 fucking states right now going through a heat wave. Because not only did y'all not pay the fucking Chinese, y'all didn't pay the fucking light bill. You see how fucking hot it is? I'm fucking, I'm pissed the fuck. I can't. Oh! Fuck out of here.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back. That was Felonious Monk. Y'all want him back. He's here tonight on LA Talk Radio. Felonious Monk, welcome back.
Hey, how you doing, Max?
I'm doing great. We're glad you're here because there's so much going on. But, you know, we've got a new person tonight for our political advisors and analysts here on Max and Friends. We've got Hunter Cross. Hunter, how are you? Pull up your mic.
I'm great, Max. Thanks for having me.
We're glad you're here. So we're going to talk about some hot topics, Ronan.
Hey, y'all, guys and dolls. Pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on Max and Friends.
We're going to pick a topic and drop it on Max and Friends. Felonious, the first topic we're going to pick is this Wall Street gang, let's say. Gangs in New York, how you doing? What's up, Felonious?
Hey, it's interesting. The last few weeks, as a matter of fact, the last time I was on, I brought it up, and there wasn't a lot of information out there about it. As a matter of fact, I think when I brought it up earlier, everyone had to go and Google it.
You broke the story.
I broke the story for Max and Friends. And the interesting thing is, in the interim, we haven't really heard anything about it in the mainstream media. You were the first to talk about it on the radio. And this morning, for the first time, I saw it on mainstream media. I saw it on 13. I saw it on Meet the Press. I saw they were talking about it on Christiane Amelpour. The thing is, these are real people, and they're people who are, you know, saying, hey, this isn't a real movement. There's nothing to it. It's not like the Tea Party. They don't have a policy. They don't have anything that they're doing to move it. Here's my issue with that line of thinking, and I'm not necessarily saying go support it or don't support it, but what I will say is this. These are regular Americans. They're out there. They have a voice. To ignore their voice, I think, is a mistake, and I think that people are coming and preaching to them and making speeches to them. You need to start listening to what they're saying. If you don't agree with what they're saying, then you come back and you say they're not saying anything. At this
what
point, they're
think,
just
Hunter?
Dismissing them.
Well, I'm hoping that the movement in New York and wherever in the other towns it's popping up and doesn't get hijacked by some crazy left-wing nuts. Kind of like with the Tea Party. The Tea Party started more with a bunch of people who just were upset with the government and taxing and spending, and then it kind of expanded and got hijacked by right-wing lunatics who started to bring all their social agenda and their Christian fundamentalism and their anti-gay rhetoric and all of that became all wrapped up in the Tea Party, which is really not where its roots were. So I'm hoping that doesn't happen to these folks in New York.
Right.
What do you think, Felonious?
Yeah, I definitely agree. And there have been some comparisons recently, especially to the Tea Party and how it came up. It was initially a grassroots organization, but now it's very much a political organization. And I hate to see that happen to Occupy Wall Street. The one thing we've all been talking about consistently is how we want the politicians to listen to us instead of having us listen to the politicians. Once we become politicians, that's no longer happening. So I agree with Hunter there. I hope it doesn't get kidnapped, turned into something completely nasty. Which, again, the Tea Party, I don't think, had the wrong idea initially. I think it's been turned into something that no one wants to associate with, at least publicly.
You know what's interesting real quick about all of this, these protests, let's call them. Europe's been having protests forever. They have peace protests. They have all kinds of protests, and the media picks up on it. South Africa, if they didn't protest, they wouldn't be free. They had to start burning stuff down.
Yep.
Do you think it's going to come to that point where New York starts now to riot like they did in L.A. with the whole Rodney King thing where they start rioting and burning things down for us to be heard? What do you think, Felonious?
I mean, we got to be careful with that. It's very easy to turn this into a situation where the people who are protesting are turned into, you know, terrorists, for lack of a better word, but turned into people who are hijacking, you know, business and stopping people from working. That's not what their intention is. That's not what they're out there to do. What they're out there to do is to say, hey, we want to be heard. We want our presence to be seen. We want to occupy Wall Street. We're not taking over. We're not trying to stop you from doing anything, but we are here every day and we want you to be seen. And if it gets to the point where, and there's been some incidents with the police down there, from what I understand.
700 have been arrested. 700 were arrested.
You know, but even with 700 arrested, it hasn't gotten to the point yet where they're being considered to be, you know, vandals and looting and all of that. And as long as we can keep it away from that, keep it peaceful, make sure that their voices are heard without their voices being, you know, detrimental to the cause, I think you're okay. But once it turns
that.
Well, I'm hoping it doesn't turn ugly, too. Unfortunately, it takes a lot sometimes to wake Americans up. We have a very kind of complacent society, and we kind of just plod through day after day. Nothing changes because we don't really make things change. The Tea Party, they got America's attention, and they've kind of dominated the dialogue, even though they're a really rather small group of people. These guys in New York, they're getting attention too, and that's, I think, finally the majority is standing up and saying, hey, it's not all about this these Tea Party's agenda. We have an agenda too, and maybe that'll help. I think in the coming election, I think this group could be a significant force.
Polonius?
Definitely. The issue again, and I want this, I guess I'll keep repeating this as often as I can be on this show and anywhere else. The people should really be dictating the rhetoric. The people of this country should be dictating. They should be running the conversation. They should be moving the conversation. All of the speeches are irrelevant if the speeches aren't what we want. We're the people who elect them. We're the people who pay the salaries. Our taxes pay their salaries. You work for us. You're civil servants. And so there's a voice there that needs to be heard. The Tea Party, for what it has done, and it's amazing in my opinion what it's done, is a fringe movement. It's a small fringe movement, and it has a couple of very viable candidates, whether we want to acknowledge it or not. Ron Paul has made a lot of noise in the Republican during the Republican primaries right now, and even though the mainstream media, again, is kind of ignoring him, he's making a lot of noise, and a lot of Tea Party members identify with him. So what we want to do with Occupy Wall Street, or we hope to see with Occupy Wall Street, is that their agenda is heard, their voices are heard, and that that becomes a part of the platform that's discussed in this next coming election. That's what we're hoping.
Speaking of platforms, you know, Sarah Palin and Chris Christie both gave up their platform to run for president. I don't think that Sarah Palin could commit to the 2 years. What do you think, Phonius?
I think Sarah Palin would have done more harm than good to the Republican Party. I think Obama would have been happy to see her run. I think they're just
Hunter,
too
what
many
do you
people
think?
Who would have.
I think Sarah Palin is a sideshow, and I don't think Sarah Palin doesn't want to be held accountable for the things that she says. At this point, she can get on television and radio and get up at a speech, and she can spout a lot of nonsense and platitudes, and, you know, we want this, we want freedom, we want this, we want the things that sound good, but she never really has to perform or actually be held accountable for anything she says. So I think that's where she wants to be, that's where the money's at. I don't think she has any interest in governing at all.
Nor should she, because if she became president, she would only be making $300,000 something a year. She's making millions a year off of being who she is. She's going the right route. So what do you think of Chris Christie, Polonius?
Well, you know what? I think this is a tough election. This is a tough election where you've got an incumbent who's calling himself. Yeah, there's an incumbent who's calling himself the underdog. There isn't a candidate that's standing out yet for the Republican Party, and people have even come to me and said, "Hey, if you had to pick, who would you pick?" I wouldn't pick, you know, 13 months out anyway. But if I did have to pick, I don't know who you go with. Who's electable? And, you know, I think Christie kind of looked at it and said, not this time. Not this
Hunter,
time.
Who do you think is electable?
I think Chris Christie is electable, but he is not electable as a Republican candidate. He can't get nominated by his own party. Because if you listen to what Chris Christie says, Chris Christie is a lot of common sense, a lot of, you know, lay it on the line, here's where it's at, lump it or leave it kind of thing. And that's the kind of rhetoric that will not get you elected in the primary. In a primary, they want somebody pure. They want somebody who's pure to their so-called values. But
well, speaking of pure and purity, what do you think of the Bachmans, Hunter?
They're like the sideshow next to the Palin trailer. She's not electable on a national stage. She's a sideshow. She's a party.
What do you think her agenda is?
What's her agenda? I don't think that she really has an agenda. I think that her agenda right now is to get nominated and then to win an election. I don't think she has a clue about how to govern. Not a clue.
Right.
And her husband?
Yeah. Her husband. Well, her husband is really quite... He would make a really interesting first lady. Let's put it that way.
What do you think, Felonious?
Yeah, I agree with Hunter. I think she's got a lot of talking points. I've got a lot of talking points. I'm not electable. We're talking about governing versus, being a public figure. And that's what we're talking about with Palin. That's what we're talking about with Bachman. We're talking about two people who do enough in front of a camera to keep your attention. But do I want them to make a decision that's going to govern this country? And are these people who are listening? The problem I have with Bachman is I don't know where she's coming from with some of her ideas. I don't hear any other people talking like Michelle Bachman, and so I don't know who she represents. So even if she were to become president, who would her policies affect in a positive way? I don't know what she's – really, when she's talking sometimes, I'm thinking it's an SNL sketch – and, somebody just put these things out there, and it's so absurd that it's laughable. That's Michelle Bachman. She's
well, unfortunately, that's become America right now, is laughable. What do you think, Hunter?
Yeah, I think that she is, I know I said this, she's just a sideshow. She's amusing to watch, and every now and then she gets in a zinger. I mean, she made such hay out of that debate comment about how she felt badly for all those girls being immunized. Meanwhile, I mean, almost children are immunized with half a dozen vaccines, and in order to not take one, there's no opting out in most states for vaccines. You either get the vaccine or you have to claim your religious fringe religion so you don't have to take it. There's no opting out for all kinds of invasive injections. So she latched onto that because it just so happened to be the mandates or the boogeyman du jour. So,
well, speaking of mandates, I think that's where you're going to find her husband. I can't wait for that scandal to break. But you know what? We ran out of time. So on that note, Felonious Monk, I always love you being here because your videos rock. People love you on the show. So we're going to have you back. And Hunter, we're going to have you back. And we're going to have Nicole Bloom back because we got so many hot topics to talk about because we're only 1 year away, y'all. We're almost in November. So get ready because it's going to be a bumpy ride. And we want you to be a part of it here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Felonious Monk, thank you so much. Hunter Cross, thank you so much. Hey, Maria Papapetros, I thank you for being on the show tonight. Everyone, if you want to go see Maria, she's in New York the 19th of October, $35. You can have an evening of psychic dynamics, of meditation that can put you in the driver's seat for the ride of your life. Call 212-935-4441. Also, if you want to see Maria Papapetros, she will be at the house of Vanessa Williams in Los Angeles the 15th of October. Same number, 212-935-4441. Delta.com. Keep climbing. Thank you, callers, for calling in. Thank you, Maria. Thank you, Felonious. Thank you, Hunter. And thank you, listeners. I love you all. And stay tuned because CBS News is next and take life to the max. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Until next Sunday, take life to the max. Good night.